Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
I've got Kim Kardashian news.
Yes!
She took her children to Disneyland last week. Have you seen the pictures? The pictures are lovely. Kanye didn't go, though, because, George, going to Disneyland is a choice.
Other not-so-cool stations would give you a best-of show right now. Yeah, not us.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Wake me up.
This is High FM. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks.
Morning, that's me over
and
here.
Ryland.
That's her over there.
Yesterday, I was driving home.
Yeah.
And I was just coming up to MQ, where you then wait at the lights and go left down to the roundabout.
Okay.
And there was a car to the right of me.
Right, okay.
Just going on to, if you were going to get on the expressway.
Yeah, okay.
And you know when you look at something and it's not right and you can't quite work out why?
Were you looking at the car?
Yes.
Right, so there was something, you're saying you were looking at the car and something not quite right about the car.
Yeah, it was kind of an old style Ford. You know, there's a lot of bonnet, there's a lot of boot, flat roof, like a child's drawing of a car.
Yeah,
that kind
of Ford.
And I stopped at the light.
Right.
Quite luckily, as it turns out, because there was something different about this car.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can you guess what?
Right, no, I don't know. There's something different about the car.
Just seemed very big.
Was it a Ford? Was it an old-style Ford? It wasn't, was it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It just looks like that.
Was it?
It is, you know, if Annie drew a car, that would be
that
it.
That would be the car. Yeah, I've got
you know
it in my head.
Exactly the kind of thing.
I don't know. I mean, a car's a car.
But this car...
Right.
On its left side.
Yeah.
Had three doors.
No.
Yeah. And because I was driving, I couldn't get a picture, obviously.
Oh, wow.
I was so pleased the lights went red for the first time ever. Because I was just, you know, anything but that. No, one, two, three. One for the driver. Who is that for? And the person in the back. It's. So does that make it a seven door?
I've never seen a car like that.
Right?
I've never ever seen a car like that.
So many questions and I haven't got any evidence.
Do you own this car?
Why has it got all these doors?
Do you know this car? Have you seen this car?
Please, can we have a picture?
Can you? No, just call us. I mean, if you've got a picture of it, fantastic.
But call us as well, because so many questions.
What is it?
What's happening with all these doors? Who's getting in them?
We have to find this car.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings.
High FM.
This is High FM, Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning.
I think we should open ourselves out to a new audience, and that audience is the audience that's going to cook and cook dinner, cook iftar tonight. Maybe you'd like a new recipe that I can give you.
Right. This is weird.
Why?
You don't cook.
No, I do, and I have one speciality dish that I'm going to give you right now. If you want to take some notes, please feel free. Be my guest. And this is the Robin Banks blackened chicken recipe. It's very, very easy.
Okay.
Step number one, clean the chicken. Step number two, place chicken in the oven. Step number three, go check your social media.
Forget chicken.
All right. Simple.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
You all right? Did you have a bit of a mischief?
No, I'm not. I'm not comfortable. I don't know what's happening.
I have a little tummy ache. And it's one of those tummy aches that children say, oh, I've got pain in my tummy. It's one of those little aches that says, oh, I'm here. But it's nothing major. But it's kind of like, oh, shall I call in sick?
Who are you going to call? Me?
Hello, George. I'm a bit ill today. Listen, I have to make a phone call.
Okay.
I met this dude yesterday, and he is a massive fan of the radio station.
Which one?
And he... She shoots, she scores. He came into IFM. Oh, hello. This is his ringtone. Oh, what does this mean?
Hello.
Dude!
Hello!
Hello!
Hi, dude.
This is Adil, who I met yesterday.
Yeah. Where did you guys meet?
He came into the radio station.
Oh, yes, you were tweeting, Adil.
Oh, my God. He's so lovely.
Even a message to Instagram yesterday night.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook. He did a message on Facebook.
So you had a picture taken by the logo, didn't
I did
you?
Indeed, yeah, and so did Kathy. And his little face lit up. And it was like, I came down, we had a chat and stuff, and I said I'd give him a call in the morning because he missed you.
Yeah, you haven't got the full house yet.
Yeah, you should come in today and get a picture with George.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Come in today.
He will do as well.
Excellent.
We've had a time.
I have no idea what he said. What did he say? Do you know?
I don't know.
We don't know what he said.
I'll give my question now, Mr. Robin. To find a car with three doors?
Yes.
Yes. Have you got the car with three doors?
Absolutely.
Where is it? We need it.
I can't tell you.
Brilliant. Okay. Imagine if he turned up today. Went, come down to the car park.
Best thing ever.
All right. Adil, thank you very much for taking my call. Lovely meeting you yesterday, all right?
Thank you, sir. I'm even talking to George. All
thank right.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Norbert speaking.
Norbert, have you got news about the car?
The only thing is that I've frequently seen it, but that's already, over the past year.
Over the past year, this
You've
is.
You've seen it, yes.
This is the blue car that George saw yesterday with three
doors. I don't know if
doors.
It's the same car, but it's a three-door stretched Volvo, either 740 or 960.
Right, and it's got three doors on one side, yeah.
I've seen it from one side, and that at least has three doors.
Whether it's three doors, yeah.
That George saw, I don't know.
Well, that was
it.
That,
sounds
it
like
sounds
it.
Like because a Volvo is shaped like a car that a child would draw, right?
Yeah, that does sound. Yeah. Better than a Ford, actually, in hindsight.
And where have you seen it, Norbert?
There's a small Pizza Hut takeaway in MQ, and it's often parked there at the park.
At the park, and by the Pizza Hut.
Makes
right.
sense.
That does. All right.
Yes.
Norbert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Norbert.
No problem. Okay, have a good day.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Was anybody at the door?
No, just the door.
Just the door was making weird sounds, wasn't it? Like somebody was coming in. I had that last night. I was lying there and I knew that it was the wind from my aircon. Something had happened in the hall. The atmospherics in the hall were different.
It's my blind now's on the window, like.
Yeah, yeah. My door
like
was doing
it.
That. And
I
it was
like
it.
It
wasn't a uniform like bang, bang, bang. It was every like 30 seconds and then a minute and a half later.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later. It was like, oh, God, at least be uniform. And then part of you wants to get up and just jam something in the door. But you just lay in there.
It's too much effort.
It's too much effort, isn't it? Hello, good morning. It's us.
This is the worst, the very, very worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Somebody's in the office calling.
Yeah.
Hello. I didn't think you'd answer. Hello.
This is Seatbelt Ali.
Seatbelt Ali's on the phone.
Fully working seatbelt.
All right, Seatbelt Ali. What you got this morning?
Well, I was listening to the radio just before I come to office.
Right.
And you just talked about a three-door car.
Yes.
I don't know what the exact story behind it, but straight away I thought of the ugliest car I've ever seen.
The ugliest car you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Just first of all, the story behind the three-door car is yesterday George was stopped at traffic lights around MQ and saw to her right a three-door car which she'd never seen the style of car before in her life. And we found out it's a Volvo. It's a blue Volvo.
Oh.
It's a stretch Volvo.
But why is it
stretch? Oh, three doors on one side.
Why would you want to have a stretch Volvo? I know, right?
Why do you need two doors at the back? One's for the driver.
Yeah.
It's logical.
Well, they made the saloon car. They made the two-door car, but they made extra doors.
Throw an extra door in it. It's fine.
Design a car with an extra door in it.
It's a Volvo, but...
Surely that makes it harder to get in.
Actually, I sent you guys a photo of the mini Clubman.
All right, let me have a look down here. There is a mini Clubman, yes, and it's got two doors.
Two doors on one side and one door on one side.
No, the Clubman's a four-door. It's got two doors on both sides. It's got those silly little half doors. They're the back doors.
No, this is just one side. The other side, I think, is just one door.
You think is just one door. We can't go to air with somebody that just thinks.
Well, you have to take my word for it.
You don't even always have working seatbelts.
Yeah. Seatbelt Ali, thank you very much for calling. Goodbye.
Thank you. Cheers. Goodbye.
Are you Robin Banks? We could talk. George Ryland.
Good morning.
Live across Oman, weekday mornings. Morning. On High FM.
Dovrajin. It is Russian FM.
I can't do a Russian accent, so I'm going to need your skills for this.
Just like this. You bring it down like this. What do you want?
What to do?
I was literally so excited when I saw this story.
It's Russian.
I've been desperate to tell you.
Desperate to tell you this story of Russian TV game show.
There's two parts to this, which are amazing.
Two-part story.
The first part is the TV game show itself.
I like watch TV.
It is called Millionaire for Marriage.
Millionaire for Marriage.
Yes.
Perfect.
So they got a 55-year-old Russian oil tycoon.
Hello, that is me.
They let his children decide who his new bride would be.
No, don't do
2,000 ladies.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We're hoping he put a ring on it.
I choose you.
The kids.
That's genius.
Picked out a student, 29, called Yulia.
Yulia.
I see nothing unusual about this.
The dad will go, listen, child, if you want to live here.
You want inheritance?
Yeah, you know. How old were the kids?
Oh, there's like six of them. They vary in age.
Wow.
So this was a group decision. So they picked Yulia.
Yeah.
Dad was happy.
Of course he was.
With the choice.
He's 29.
Of Yulia.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where we get on to part two.
Part two now of story of Russian TV game show.
Yulia herself.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Very happy. Of course she
very
is.
Very happy.
Ka-ching.
The ring.
Yeah.
18,000 Omani rials, roughly.
Hello.
She also appears to be somewhat competitive.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to win. This is a direct quote.
Well, why go on the TV?
Yes.
Yes.
Today, I won.
George's accent.
Here is my ring.
Here is my ring.
I am the winner.
Me, winner.
I won.
I won.
That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
I did. It's me.
He's going to need more luck than she is. In
the morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Together we're your morning experience. And thank you so much. Look, my hand is on my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really makes a difference to us here.
It sounded really insincere. But
it
wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I have
but
that
it
problem.
Did sound it.
I'd say something that is really sincere and it sounds insincere.
So thank you.
That's all right.
Not to you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Moving along.
Insiders say that Jennifer Garner is delighted by the fact that Ben Affleck's relationship is failing.
Why? Just pettiness.
She's reportedly calling the trouble with Affleck's new girlfriend karma for his cheating.
Yep, pettiness.
While the rest of the world is calling it karma for Justice League. Have you seen that? That is awful. Get up. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
This is High FM. This is your radio. Hello.
Hello.
It's your radio. All right.
Do you want to see something?
Yeah, please.
I got this yesterday.
Okay.
Now, you haven't said anything about this, so I don't think it's happened to you.
Oh, I've not noticed anything.
At iftar time, I was coming back from the wave.
Right.
So along the 18th of November.
Okay.
And people come up to your door of the car.
Oh, right. And do they give you little food parcels?
Oh,
brilliant.
How nice is that?
Oh, wow. Let's have a look.
Might have been a few other items in it previously.
Isn't that really nice
and inclusive as well that I got one? I thought that was lovely.
That's brilliant.
That was originally what was in the box.
Oh, there's loads of stuff in there.
Yeah, I know.
Did you eat it in the car?
No, I got really excited and overwhelmed and had a moment.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's so lovely.
That's so nice.
Some dude was looking at you going, there's a woman crying in the car.
Why is she being weird?
I'm just giving her a bun and some water. She's crying in the car. It's like 2 miles of backed up traffic because George is having a moment.
I have special signals on the back of my car when I'm having a moment. Emotional hazard lights.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Question time.
Question.
Question.
All right.
So this program on Netflix I was watching is called Captive.
Captive.
And it's one episode about a kidnap in South Africa.
Right.
And the guy was ex-military, the kidnapper.
Okay.
And he was saying, you know, I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah.
It's quite annoying, actually. He was quite smug.
That's one of them.
So he's saying he knows that you have to make phone calls from different phones.
Like burner
because
phones.
Because they can trace you if you use the same phone two or three times.
When is Captive set? I've not seen Captive. So is it a modern day or is it...
Yeah, there's different episodes, like one on Somali pirates and things like that.
Okay.
So this guy was saying two or three times from the same phone they can trace you, which I haven't heard before. Because usually in your CSI or The Bill or whatever, it's got to be over like 5 minutes somewhere. Keep him on the line.
That's what they say. Keep him on the line just a bit longer.
But then when you have documentaries, people said, say, that's not actually true. That's just used for dramatic purposes.
I think that is true. It's used for dramatic purposes.
Exactly. Yeah. So how long does it take? And does it need to be a few times from the same phone? And then you've got triangulation, and I just don't know anymore.
Well, I think in these modern times, it is instantaneous.
Is it? Literally, if I pick up the phone and you answer it, you can tell where I am.
Yeah. Even if you put the phone down or I put the phone down after 5 seconds, there's going to be a record of that call. So you could go to your phone company.
But don't they only know what antenna it was?
Yeah.
Will they actually be able to say exactly where you are?
Well, I think...
Because that's a different thing.
Because of what you say, triangulation, phones don't use just one antenna to send the signal out. There's a few of them, so it bounces between them, hence the triangulation term.
But I don't think it can be that quick, otherwise kidnappers would never phone, would they?
Maybe they don't call anymore.
But it just wouldn't be an option,
I don't know.
It's like email.
So listen.
In a threatening voice, in brackets. I know this isn't a humorous subject, but
rage.
It's driving me mad now. What's the truth?
Oh, God, that's a point. So we need somebody who knows about call triangulation, call tracing.
Someone on an anti-kidnapping team, preferably.
Or maybe a kidnapper. If you've ever kidnapped somebody...
Defense.
Please get in touch with us. Let us know.
Unless you're calling from prison, in which case you probably got it wrong.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
Get up. Hi, FM.
That was very interesting. That was a very interesting 5 minutes. We got WhatsApp messages coming in about how long it takes to actually trace a call, and nearly everybody saying it's instantaneous. But during the last couple of songs, we were speaking to two people who called and didn't want to go on the air.
But professionals.
Yeah, very professional. The first person who called works in the telephone industry and just said, I don't want to go on the air, and was kind of disguising his voice at the start and then realised that we were playing songs. He says that keeping somebody on the line was a myth.
Dramatic purposes for the TV.
Yeah, and also it was purposefully put out there with the express purpose of making criminals think that they have some time before a call can be traced.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So we're not helping.
No.
Whose side are we on?
He says before the call is even answered, there's enough info to know where that call is coming from.
So I didn't know that.
How crazy is that? And do you remember the second guy? The second guy we were talking to?
Now, that was the guy who was a programmer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a software programmer.
A bit technical for me.
And he claimed that he used to actually program this kind of stuff.
Had to ask for stupid language.
And he says, and again, he didn't want to go on the air. He says, if you're using a mobile phone, it's instant. It takes no time to actually trace you. The moment a connection is made, you know exactly where that call is coming from, which tower you're connected to, your approximate GPS location within about 5-10 meters.
I feel a bit bad now. I feel like we're helping the bad guys.
Well, we're just putting it out there. You asked. I think everybody would know that, really, if you thought about it, or even if you Googled it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
We're on speakerphone. Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're okay.
I just want to let you know that I'm back now. And, George, I want to make it up to you.
Oh, no. I know who this is.
You got your passport in time, then.
I actually made it. I made it in the nick of time.
Hang
back
on. Let me just recap. This is the woman who didn't invite George to the royal wedding. Yes, you are. A couple of times didn't invite George to watch the royal wedding. And then we called her after the royal wedding. You were just about to board a flight, but you'd left your passport at home. And you had to go back and get it.
I made it in the end.
You made it in the end. All right, that's good news.
I'm very nice. I'm back. And I haven't forgotten, George. I was thinking I'm going to send you a gift, but not something that Robin can share.
Oh, here we go.
Excellent. They're brilliant. The best kind of gifts. Share it with him.
What's your shoe size? Tell me what your shoe size is.
Shoe size? Size six.
Size six UK.
Yes.
Oh,
car.
You're going to get some expensive pumps?
Jimmy Choo's.
like some Jimmy Choo's?
Listen, all right. I only do expensive.
Oh, darling. Look, darling. All the times, darling, we've spoken to you, we have never asked your name.
That's true.
So who exactly are we speaking to?
Nisha.
Nisha is on the phone.
Yes.
All right, Nisha, hi, it's Robin here. George is over there. Hello, good morning.
This is very formal.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
I was actually hoping that this wasn't going to be on air. But
Well, you dialed 22000959. You're on.
But we want to see privately something.
No, it's nothing private here. Everything goes on the show.
Yeah.
All right, Nisha, we will be waiting with bated breath for your gift. Well, George will, because nothing for me.
She'll get it on Sunday.
All right, put that in your diary.
It's in the diary.
Little package to arrive on Sunday for you to open.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Nisha, thanks for calling.
Take
goodbye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good morning.
It's the very worst of High FM's morning show. Here's what you missed.
This is High FM. This is one of those questions that didn't need to be asked, but it demands a conversation. If you got stuck in an elevator, what's the ideal number of people you'd want in there with you?
And my initial reaction is none.
Yes, I
then
know.
I can have a panic or whatever.
Yes.
But I think it depends on the length of time.
It does.
If it's a few minutes, then I'm just going to deal with it on my own. If it's longer, going to want a friend,
and
someone to talk to.
Also, you have to think about the size of the elevator.
And whether or not they're a serial killer.
And whether it's hot, if there's aircon in it. But let's say it's a normal sized elevator like the ones that we use at the MGM. Not the one in the middle of the MGM. I'd want to be stuck in that on my own because that's small. So the ones
that's
at the end.
That's also see-through. That'd be really embarrassing after a while, wouldn't it?
Here's what people said in a new survey. 25% would want to be alone, and it doesn't matter, even for like hours. So it definitely wouldn't be cramped. 31% said just one other person. Some group of nutters, 30% of them, which I think is too high, said they'd want a small group of people.
Oh, shush, no, you wouldn't.
What is a small group? That, to me,
I would say 3 to 4.
Oh, I'd say 2 to 3 is a small group.
2's a pair, though. You've got to have 3 or 4 for a small group, surely.
Are you counting yourself in there?
Yeah.
1% of people who definitely aren't claustrophobic said they'd want the elevator to be packed.
So you'd have to stand up.
Safety in numbers, I guess.
I was just thinking maybe someone had some TV programs downloaded on their phone. No. More people, higher odds. Yeah, you can just, you know, sit down and have a little rest.
What's your Netflix password?
This is High FM. They gon' tell the story, was different with me. Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. This is High FM.
It's ringing. It's ringing.
Good. Goody.
This is Nisha, right? We're calling Nisha. Do you think she's forgotten?
Jeez.
Or her phone's ringing and she's going, oh no, it's the guys.
Yeah, but you just turn the phone over. Oh, I didn't see it.
Silent. Straight away, silent. She's not answering. She's
I'm
forgotten.
I'm okay with that.
She's forgotten, George.
Fine, that's a problem.
Nisha. Hello?
Good morning.
Are you folks? Good morning.
Morning.
Today's the day.
Yeah, I know. She'll get it later.
We thought we'd see you, Nisha. We thought we'd meet you.
No.
Oh, she's always asleep. Look, she's always asleep.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not very well, but she'll get it.
What's wrong?
Who gets the flu in this weather?
Have you got the flu? She's got the flu. Nisha's got the flu.
She
don't want to be coming in here with the flu, giving us the flu.
No, exactly.
Don't do that.
I bear you with mouth flu.
With your old flu.
Awful.
You wear one of those masks, George.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
All right, Nisha.
I haven't forgotten.
Will we see you before 10? Will we see before 10?
You will see it before 10.
See it before 10. Ooh, the suspense.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat's Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
Hi, FM.
It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Have you read about this sinkhole that's been growing on the White House North Lawn?
No.
Yeah, it's a sinkhole there. You say sinkhole, I say metaphor. Or maybe it's just one of Melania's escape tunnels collapsing. In the
morning, you gotta get on it. Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we don't have any.
Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get on up.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
I am a great navigator. I mean, I punch an address into my sat-nav or here and then sit there quietly like you wouldn't believe it. Bang. Follow those directions.
That's not navigating, though, is it? The sat-nav's navigating.
No. According to this, when people are navigating around town or anywhere without apps or your sat-nav,
yeah,
men are actually better than the ladies.
Right.
If nothing else, bravo to these people. We're doing a throwback, like, men drive better, men are better than ladies. But this is a study from 2018, okay? So this is up to date, this is.
Essential research.
Well, it's true. So why are men such better navigators without a sat-nav or an app? The researchers found men are more willing to take shortcuts and improvise on their drive. While women are more likely to stick to the route they know. And because of that, George, men usually got to their destination faster.
And because they're so smug about it, this is why we replace them with sat-navs and apps.
I knew it.
Wake up! Hey. Yeah. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up! On High FM.
This is High FM, and High FM is owned by OHI, which is a big company here in the Sultanate. And our direct leader, the CEO, is Ihab Al Salah. And me and him, I don't mind saying it, we got on really well.
Past tense.
Past tense. We got on really well.
What have you done?
Well, I haven't done anything.
Right.
It's how he is treating me.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it. He will be fine
boss.
With it. I know, but I thought I should bring this to the table because we bring things like this to the table.
Do we?
No stone goes unturned here on this radio
some
show.
Some maybe should.
I've had a Fitbit for many years.
Yes.
And Ihab, our CEO, got one a little while ago.
He's a newbie to the Fitbit world.
Yeah, he's had it about a month and a half.
Oh, did you put him in one of your challenges?
He's been in quite a few challenges with me.
Oh.
And the score over 4 weeks was 2-2. And what we both do is we both sync at night. So the other person just finds out, like, when they're in bed. So it's too late. And it's going really, really well up until last week.
Did you win a challenge?
No. What happened was I was going really well, okay, really well on the work week challenge,
okay,
which is 5 days. So I'm going really well on.
And how many steps do you have to do for this?
You don't have to do any steps.
Just more than the others?
More than the others.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm doing really well. All of a sudden, he starts not syncing at night, right?
So he can just come in and usurp you at the end.
Oh, dude, bang. Now, I usually do probably about 10, 11, 12,000 steps a day, which is pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good. And me and him are usually quite close at night. There's a couple of hundred, maybe 1,000 difference. Nope, not until last week when he syncs. He's pulling 20,000 steps a day.
Is he employing someone to do that for him?
That's what I thought. Just open the message that he sent me. And he sent me this on Friday. Now, the work week hustle runs from Monday to Friday.
That's such a burn. God, Ihab.
I hate him.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is why I hate my CEO, Ihab Al Salah. He sends me a private message on Fitbit saying,
I won't even step today, just to give you a slight chance.
Oh, man, I felt so bad.
Do you know what? You could just condense that to one word. Loser!
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
This is High FM's Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Is it time?
It's time now for the printer story. Now, you listening may have an IT department, an engineering, people that look after the technical stuff, the computers. We do here. And they're a fine bunch of guys.
Is that because they've let us throw darts at them before?
That was just jish.
That was a good day.
So my question is, how many engineers does it take to change a printer?
Oof. Now, we have four.
Yes.
So I'm hoping four could do it.
Yes. Yes.
But I wasn't there, so I don't know.
All of them, George!
Wow!
All of them. So they came in with this printer yesterday. They brought it into the office, and I stupidly said, hey, guys, can you put it somewhere different? Just move it over to that table over there, like a metre and a half away.
Instead of taking up a whole half a desk.
Instead of doing that, and where Samira sits, when she turns round on her chair like that, she knocks it, okay?
Samira's tiny, but still, it's her desk.
Yeah, and she knocks it with her arm, and she doesn't like it being there. And they huffed, right? Oh, now, there's a network cable down there.
And where quite a lot of space.
And oh, loads of space.
Yeah.
That's where the printer should have been in the first place.
Yeah.
So all four of them come out. And now this is just a normal printer.
Which is usually just plug it in and
you would
done,
think that,
isn't
right?
it? I mean,
at home, if you bought a printer, you'd get it out of the box, you put it where you wanted to, you'd probably go, oh, the lead's not long enough, I'll move it a bit closer.
Yeah.
What did they do? There was four of them around there. Right?
How long did it take?
Oh, mate, the thing still isn't working today.
Shut up.
No, seriously.
Shut up.
I swear to you.
Shut up. What time did they start yesterday?
I don't know. I left in the afternoon. They were still at it.
4 days, 48 hours. Can they do it?
The funniest thing is when they plugged it in, and they plugged it in, and they had this double plug adapter.
Right.
They plugged it into the double plug adapter.
Okay.
And what do you think happened?
Something blow up.
Sparks flew, George. Sparks flew. And you know what they said?
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Bex.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo!
Get up.
High FM.
She was ill. Oh, you all right? Glasses were nearly in your eye then.
No coordination at all, like Quasimodo.
She was ill when we called her yesterday.
Flu.
She was in bed with the flu, but she still dropped these shoes off. I don't know what time she did that. But we weren't here when she dropped them off. This is Nisha we're calling. Hello.
Why do you keep calling me so early?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's because we're on early. That's why.
Well, you've got to get a different job.
I know, right? We've got to change with the Chris Burke show.
No one else will have us.
It's true.
How are you good feeling?
Morning.
Oh,
I'm better, thank you.
You do sound a lot better.
Somebody else. Yes,
I was getting there. You were just slagging our jobs off.
Oh, I mean, can you not wait till like 8:30 to call me?
No, this is the peak hour. We want to get you in the peak hour. Yesterday, you dropped off a present for George. And
somebody dropped it off for me, a friend of mine.
Oh, a friend of yours dropped off. Was that because you were too ill? Too ill to move.
Well,
So your friend dropped off a present for George, and George has not opened it.
Yeah, so can we get to it?
The bag is even sealed.
All this time.
Yeah, I know. How crazy is that? We wanted you to be on the phone. We were hoping that you would drop him in yesterday and you could come in on the show. Mm. We could do it. But, you know, this is the next best thing, Nisha. The next best thing.
What to do?
Right, so this is the... is this an apology gift? Yes.
No, she deserved it, really. I felt a bit...
For what?
Mean that she couldn't come to our little party.
Of course you felt mean. You said no. You expressly said, I'm sorry, George, I'm not inviting you.
A couple of times.
Yeah, you did. Right, okay.
You didn't have to remind me of that.
Right, come on then. Look,
can I?
Do it now. Right. So, George is.
So, it's a nice
now,
bag. Eye candy, it says.
Ooh, eye candy.
That is nice package. I'm a sucker for packaging.
Posh. Oh, very posh. Right, I need to take a photo of this because this is happening. George is now.
You realise, right?
What do I realise? What?
This is radio.
Listen, Nisha, visual stuff works brilliantly on radio.
We did those darts.
We played darts. Yeah, that was fantastic.
You don't need a board. You just need an engineer. It turns out.
And you need to describe it. So
we are now at the shoe. Oh, it's from Love.
Is it a shoe box? Is it an actual shoe box? It is. And what does that say on it?
Gianvito Rossi.
Oh, hello. Right. Is that good? Is that a good make? I don't know.
Are you not up in your Italian shoemaker?
All I know is Adidas. Nike. That's it. There ain't no Nikes, are there?
Yeah. One of the best shoemakers in the world.
One of the best shoemakers in the world.
Look at them.
Do you wear heels?
No, I don't.
Do. Oh. Stop it.
I thought you were talking to me.
About Robin.
I thought you were talking to me.
Wow.
They look... They look really expensive. They do. Are they new or are they niches?
Look at the soul.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, do
He's awful, isn't he, Nisha?
She could have had that box.
First of all, Nisha wears a different shoe size than that.
Oh, okay.
Second of all.
Wow. How much were they then?
From a store.
How much were they?
No.
They look expensive.
I
swear to you. They are. Why are you handing me one of your high heels?
You're allowed to have a look, then you've got to give it back.
All right, okay.
I can't be trusted with anything.
They look really expensive. They are.
What?
They smell expensive.
What? Oh, they are new. They are new.
Spare heel bits in a little bag.
Spare heel bits in a little bag. Look at you. What colour? They are sort of
orange.
An orange, but they're not orange.
Is that burnt orange?
Burnt orange. Yeah. They really look fantastic. They'd be like, what, 30 reels?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Maybe you want to add a zero.
What?
Excuse him. He still doesn't know how much a haircut is.
I don't.
And we mustn't tell him because we'd be doing his wife a disservice.
Why have you spent that much? You must have got these for nothing.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You're terrible.
That's just rude. Of
isn't it?
Is it? Is that rude?
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah.
All right, Nisha. Thank you so much. I'm sure George needs to definitely say thank you.
I think George needs to walk around in that.
Walk around in that.
I will do. Thank you very much.
It's radio, George. It's radio.
Give me my shoe back.
And now you can lose my number, Robin.
Nisha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Nothing from
me.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
This is Ali.
Is that Seatbelt Ali?
Well, we can have a new nickname for a week.
Why? Hello. No. Seatbelt Ali's fine. Yeah.
Do you not like Seatbelt Ali?
No.
Why not?
You got that brand new seatbelt to show off.
Ding! Look at me.
Well, it's not brand new. It's just fixed.
It's
new to you.
He put a safety bit in it.
All right.
Anyway, what's going on?
You guys were talking about cats on the radio.
When? Not today.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, okay.
It's actually, this is the Instagram page for my cat.
Right.
Oh, Ali.
Please.
I thought you were better than that.
Why are you doing that? What's your cat's name on Instagram?
His name is... Monkey the Cat Official.
I'm so sorry I even asked that question, George.
Monkey the cat
Official. And what does Monkey the Cat Official get up to, Seatbelt Ali?
Why is Monkey the Cat getting airtime?
I know, right?
Well, he doesn't do much.
He doesn't do much. Brilliant.
Cat, there's
great.
No point.
Right, Seatbelt Ali, thank you so much.
Yeah, for the diary.
For calling with that. That's brilliant.
All right.
Go Monkey.
Monkey Official. Go Monkey Official.
How many fake monkey accounts are there? Just, you know.
You'll see it in a money flag there on the page. And
I probably won't see it, Ali. I'm not going to lie.
See you later, Seatbelt Ali.
See you later. Bye.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
George has just found out something new about me.
Yeah.
And
I feel discombobulated, I think's the word.
Does it make you feel different about me now?
I'm not sure yet.
You're still processing it.
Yeah.
In your brain.
It's going to take a while to work all this round.
I'm not the kind of person that you thought would, well, I just better say it, would have a selfie stick.
Yeah, like...
Really?
Yeah.
Because what do you think about people that have selfie sticks? You think that we're different?
Well, I know what you think about people who take selfies.
Well, no, that's...
So the fact you've got a special piece of equipment
I know.
To take them...
It does go against everything that I've said.
Yeah, so who are you? Gave it to you? You can't have brought it.
I did myself.
Shut up.
Actually, I'm looking for a new selfie stick for my GoPro.
Shut up!
I'm telling you.
You've got a GoPro?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's an underwater one as well.
When was the last time you went in water?
I went...
Point proven.
Thanks, George.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey. Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead.
Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the Bestie Elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
When you wake up.
So yesterday I was at Viva Fit in Châtelet El Courum doing Burn 500.
Burn 500?
Yeah, which what's is that? Like a cardio class.
Okay, what's...
Some strength at the end.
All right, I get the burn. What's the 500 for? Is that just what they call it?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
To make it sound cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I did something called Queen Axe down at the Wellness Centre.
Hang on, you did what?
Queen Axe.
Queen Axe.
Which is literally Queen AX, Queen Axe.
Queen Axe.
It's this system.
Right.
So you have... Oh, there must be a technical term. Almost like, not ropes, flat things coming down from the ceiling, which you put your bar in at different heights, and you do strength work off this bar.
I've never seen that before. I mean, I've not been in a gym that often, but when I have, when I've looked through the window, I've never seen any ropes hanging down that you put bars into.
I've never tried anything like that before. It was really good.
Yeah.
And you can swing a little bit. But you know when...
Is it like a little swing?
Well, not supposed to be, it turns out, because when I turned round...
Yeah.
And what else was swinging?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
George Ryland.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to be fun.
Get up. Hi, FM.
Just say something.
Do I still sound different?
That's better, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, 5.
5.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing.
Mic test. 1, 2, 1, 2. You sounded different 10 minutes ago.
I did, yeah. Maybe that was me.
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was you speaking really low like that.
Really, I was tired.
Hi, good morning. We really sincerely hope you're okay this morning. We do. We don't want anything to happen to you, so drive safe.
That sounded quite threatening, actually.
No, I really mean that.
I hope nothing happens to you.
I hope nothing happens to you.
Don't get hit by the door on your way out.
We need the audience. That's the only reason.
Please take care.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to the worst of Robin Banks and George Ryland. High FM.
It's High FM. Banks over here and George Ryland is there.
All right.
It is obvious that the reason President Trump is constantly attacking the media and crying fake news is to discredit them, right?
He doesn't like what they're saying about him.
But he's never admitted that publicly. However, he apparently has said it in private.
Right.
Leslie Stahl, who's from 60 Minutes in America, told a very interesting story at a journalism awards dinner the other night.
Are you saying Trump told a secret to a journalist?
Yes. Leslie got the first post-election interview with Trump back in 2016, and she said that even before the cameras started rolling, he was bad-mouthing the press.
To the press, right.
She told him, quote, "That is getting tired. Why are you doing this?" And he told her, "You know why I do it. I do it to discredit you all and demean you all, so when you write negative stories about me, no one will believe you." Now, I don't care if you're the biggest Trump supporter in the world.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Americans should not be okay with this.
And yet...
It's an attack on their First Amendment, which states freedom of press.
I get a bit bogged down in this, because what he's saying, that's freedom of speech, isn't it? He can say whatever he wants about the media, and they can say whatever they want about him, and it's...
But he's the president.
Well,
he can't do that.
Yeah, but, you know, they've elected him.
If they let it continue, it'll be nothing but a disaster for everybody, surely, no matter what political party or ideology they support in America.
As opposed to what it is now, which is what?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Get on up!